Before tonight's Quad A game of the week, we sit down with North Allegheny head coach Sherry McConnell. Coach, after back-to-back losses in mid-December to Pine Richland and Norwin, the Lady Tigers have won seven straight. And what's been the difference for the team over the last month?
I just think, you know, we're trying to find our identity. You know, we have a lot of kids that are contributing and just trying to figure out that rotation and, you know, how we can utilize the best, you know, them the best way and, you know, get some consistency. So we've been working hard at that in practice and in game situations as well. So just getting the kids more confidence in their role and understanding their role.
After a deep run in the WPIAA and PIAA playoffs last season, NA brings back a ton of returnees. Junior Abby Gonzalez, one of those players, and a terrific all-around athlete. How important is she to what the Tigers do on offense and defense?
Abby's just a great you know, leader for us. She makes everyone better on the offensive end. She's just so unselfish and gets everyone involved. And then defensively, she just has a great instinct for the basketball and, you know, makes – you know, a lot of good reads on the defensive end. She can put good ball pressure on. So, you know, she's a great one to have, and she definitely makes us better, and we like seeing her in a North Allegheny uniform.
Talking with you earlier in the season, you mentioned that you wanted to see Abby become a little bit more of a scorer this season. Has she done, has she lived up to those expectations?
Yes, she has, and she's done a great job of doing it and still remaining unselfish and getting the other kids involved. So, you know, that's something that isn't easy to do, and, you know, was a little bit out of her comfort zone at the beginning as far as looking more to score, but I think she's done a good job of balancing it and still keeping the team involved.
Senior Meg Morningstar and junior Taylor Lake, a formidable duo down low. What kind of presence do they give your team in the paint?
They just work so well together. You know, they've played together for several years now, and you know, Meg, with it being her senior year, her attitude's just been tremendous, and she's such a competitor. You know, so she's gotten off to a great start, and you know, Lake established herself last year inside, and you know, just does a great job with around the basket. But they work so well together, and are a great force for us inside. And you know, we always talk about working our way from inside out. You know, establish them first, and then things will happen for the guards.
And as far as the guards, sharpshooter Devin LaBarge has been relatively quiet so far this year. I know she's been nicked up a little bit too. You know, are you looking for her to bust out in the second half?
Yeah, she's getting stronger and stronger each game. Just noticing it in practice, noticing in the games, just playing with a lot more confidence. She just had a rough start to the year with, you know, she had two back-to-back injuries. As soon as she came back from the one, she went down with another one. So just had trouble getting healthy and getting her confidence back. But I really like what I've seen from her in the last couple weeks. And, you know, it's her senior year, and she's going to lay it all out on the line. So I look for good things to come from her.
The Tigers enter this season as the two-time reigning section champions, going undefeated through the section the last 2 years. How have your ladies handled having the target on their back every night in a very tough section?
I mean, the section is tremendous this year. Teams have stepped up, and you know, we just talk about one game at a time and controlling our destiny. And you know, we really don't talk about ranking, seedings, anything like that. You know, we just talk about us taking business, taking care of business on a nightly basis and getting better. We've talked a lot about winning each day of practice, each game. Win that day, and we'll be satisfied, you know, and that means that we're getting better.
Well, today on the road, North Allegheny facing Shaler, a team that the Tigers beat by 20 at home, but Shaler obviously a very good team. How do you hope to get similar results from your group again tonight?
Well, this is a rival, and you know how it is whenever it's rivals. You throw everything out the window. We've, you know, over the last couple of years, this has, you know, been a battle, and on the road is always tough to play here at Shaler. So we know they'll be ready, you know, and it's going to be a great game. And, you know, once again, we just talk about us taking care of what we can take care of, and it always starts on the defensive end. So, you know, we'll be focused on the defensive end, trying to make them uncomfortable, you know, obviously focusing on Andy Line, who's a tremendous player, you know, and Liz Klein as well. I think those are the ones that really make them go, but they have a nice supporting cast around them. So, you know, we just try to make things happen on the defensive end, and then things will fall into place.
As far as Andy Lydon, 6'1 player, averaging 19 points per game, how do you try to slow her down?
That's really all you can do is try to slow her down. You know, we do have, you know, some decent size. We'll be coming with, you know, help around her as well. But also just trying to keep the ball out of her hands by hopefully, you know, pressuring the guards and making it difficult to get her passes. But she'll step outside. She can hit outside shots as well. So, you know, it's really the look is just trying to keep the ball out of her hands.
It's North Allegheny head coach Sherry McConnell. Thanks for your time and good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thanks.